just those long bait, but they were real fat ones. And he'd go out there when he wanted to go fishing, he'd go out there and dig himself up some worms and see the leaves all on top. He knew how to mulch it so it'd be nice and fat worms. And you can still go down there and get yourself some, I imagine, down there between the two houses. They've been gone for a number of years.
What about the thing you can see, the hard shell island over
at the end of the water? Well, now, we, down in Fairhope, we fished for crab. You do that with a net.
What about in a freshwater stream that goes under the shell, tucks the head and legs under?
Frogs? I'm not even turtles.
What about one that lives on land that doesn't go in water?
Tortoise.
Ever hear anybody call them a gopher?
Yeah, they call them gopher, but that's not a good name. They're really tortoises. There's a difference between a tortoise and a gopher. A gopher is something that lives underground more. So far, I'm not too hot on this, but a gopher is something that kind of burrows, I think, and turtles don't. You know, this niece of mine who lives up here in Birmingham, she was taking me last summer. She came down here and got me to take me to Birmingham to catch a plane to go to North Carolina. And she hauled off and stopped the car, and I said, what are you stopping here for? She said, didn't you see that turtle going across the road? Said, I got to go back and get him and put him off the road. Said, I can't stand to think about his being run over. And she used to pick things up like that and bring them home. She'd pick snakes up and bring them home. Luckily, none. She never picked one up that bit her. But she was just bad. She had got a little squirrel. She saw a little squirrel that had fallen out of the tree or something. He'd gotten hurt, baby squirrel. She picked it up and brought it in, and first thing you know, it was running all over the screen porch, you know, crawling on. And now, that's really dangerous, because they can give you, what kind of fever is it? Rats and squirrels give you the same kind of fever.
Oh, is that typhoid?
No, it's not typhoid. But anyway,
It's not malaria, that's mosquitoes.
Lucille Fenner, this friend of mine, had it. I've forgotten what it is.
Rheumatic fever?
No. Well, anyway.
That exhausts all fevers, I know.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but anyway, it takes you forever to get over it. And these, they say the squirrels carry the same...
Was it something like
rabies
or anything like that?
No, it's a fever. It's something.
Oh, they're Rocky Mountain spotted fever?
No, that's cattle. Get there from cattle. If I don't think of it, I'm gonna get your address and I'll ask Lucille what she had and I'll drop your card.
Okay.
Tell you.
The things you find in freshwater streams sometimes it's got claws and
crawfish.
People on the sea bee. Okay.
You know, Mrs. Ford was a big sea bee.
You're willing to think of a president's wife.
Her daughter was talking about it on Jim. She hadn't been on Jim Neighbor's show now in a couple of weeks. She's on there, supposed to be a regular on his show. She's a much prettier girl now than I thought she was going to grow up to be. She is a photographer.
We're talking about little insects. Those things that might fly around in the lampshade or get
panel fly. Mm-hmm.
Are those the same thing as moths? Or?
They're not the same thing as moths. I guess maybe they're all moths, but they don't eat your clothes.
Moths
start out as an egg that hatches out into a worm and then turns into a moth. And when I see moths flying around, I go in that room and spray those rugs good. I let one of those rugs get badly damaged in that room. And I had the man pay the man $25 to come up here and